Thank you. You may be seated. I don't know if it's true in here, this culture here, but the culture I grew up in, if you see many wives together talking, most likely they're talking about their husband. And usually it's bad stuff. And we call it, there is that proverb that says, d'où les femmes, c'est pour toutes femmes. Like the one woman's pain is the pain of all women. So when they meet together talking about their pain, and usually their pain is their husband. So I had the privilege in 1992 to go to Florida and start Christian Fellowship ministry there. But when I went there, I found there were many other people trying to fight against the devil and building ministries. So we all would meet together for Bible study and prayer and strength to go forward. We all had our ministries, but we knew our common enemy was the devil. We would be searching for souls and just encourage Christians. And that's when I had the privilege to get hooked up again with my cousin, Pastor Coven right now. And then we started to work from that time on. Then I move on to Haiti, and after Haiti, I come here. So we were disconnected, and then not long. Usually when I go to Florida, I preach for him. And when and finally, for the first time, he has the privilege to pay us a visit here. And I am honored to present him as he comes to deliver the message for us this morning. Pastor Coven.
Thank you, Pastor Ulis. Thank you. Thank you. You may be sitting. Thank you. As Pastor Ulis said, my name is Pastor Coven. We've been in ministries for many years. When he went to Fort Lauderdale to start his ministry, I was there. We used to fellowship together. Now, I'm so glad, so happy to be here, and that congregation, not only to worship, but to deliver the message God gave me. I'm with my wife, Juliet. She's there. We have three sons. We ask you to pray for us. It's not easy work, but when God calls you, he provides. Thank. Would you please stand up? We're going to read the scripture. And Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Can we read together, please?
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
God forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
Thank you. You may be sitting. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege you gave us to be here to preach the gospel. We ask you, Lord, to use me specially today as your servant open my mind. Anything I would say, they will understand it and practice them in their life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The subject for this morning is walk with God. Walk with God. Before we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we live in sin. We walk according to your own will. We walk anywhere you want to. But when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, your life should be changed. My key verse for this morning is the verse 4. Walk in newness of life. When we receive God as our personal Savior, we receive Him as the will person in your life. There are so many things we learn about Lord and Christian life. And you must never forget there is a personal relationship to enjoy in and then to maintain. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You are a new person. Before, you didn't have any person to guide your life. And when you accept Christ, you put Jesus in you. You cannot decide by yourself. Any decision you're going to take, you got to ask Jesus if I have to take that decision. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20, "I am sacrificed with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not yet not I, but Christ shall live in me." That's the first part of the verse. When Christ live with you, anywhere you go, you should show Christ. You are the light to show people Christ living in you. What you used to do before, you cannot do it again anymore. You get away all the old thing. Now you come in a new creature. Apostle Paul said, "If I live, I'm no longer, but Christ live in me." When Christ live in you, you need to follow the Christ direction, Christ commandment. That is very important this morning. When you walk with Christ, you become a new person, a new creature. The way you act before, you cannot act the same way. When you go at work, they should see the difference because you are a new creature. Personal relationships are maintained by communication. If you have close communication with someone, you got to talk with him. Communication means speak with. conversation, exchange of knowledge, relationship. That's the relationship, that's close relationship with Jesus. We have close communication with him. Not only you talk to him, he talk to you too. When I met my wife, I'm talking to her, she talked to me. And finally, we got the final decision. We have a communication. But if I keep talking, she never answer me. That's nothing. That's communication. That the same way with Jesus. You talk to Jesus, Jesus talk to you. Every Christian life, every Christian needs a daily walk with God to enjoy what God has in store. Let me repeat that phrase. Every Christian need a daily walk with God to enjoy what God has in store. When you accept God as a personal Savior, the first thing you do, you baptize in the name of Jesus. And when you baptize like Jesus, you death, you bury, you raise up for the new life. And when you raise up, God gives you a cart, special cart. You put in your pocket to buy on his store, like BJ's cart. I know so many people has BJ's cart, some cart. You should have that cart to get it inside that store. Like Jesus, he got give you his cart to shopping on his store. I don't know how many people go to God's store to shopping. God's store don't have garbage. God's store got good things. In God's store, you will find on the top of the shelf knowledge, understanding, wisdom. If you're looking for knowledge, go to God's store. If you're looking for wisdom, go to God's store. If you're looking for understanding, go to God's store. You will find all those things. The knowledge comes from God. If you want to be well educated, go to God's store. If you want to learn at school, go to God's store. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, the first 5 chapter, it shows you the condition to go to God's star. The condition to go to God's star. My son, if that would receive my word and hide my commandment with thee. If you receive the word of God, you obey to his commandment. That the condition to go to God's to God's store. And the verse 6, the verse 5, he said, then shall to understand the fear of Lord and find the knowledge of God. The only way you can find knowledge of God when you go to God's store. And then in the verse 6, for the Lord give wisdom, out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. When something going out on people's mouth, you know who, what, exactly we know that people, the person. It's a God mouth, not somebody else mouth. It's from the God mouth. And when God give you something, nobody else can get it. When God give you knowledge, He give you knowledge forever. Even people lucky or not it, He give you knowledge. That's the top of the shelf. You said knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. You find health. So many times we go to the doctor. The doctor gives you pills, whatever he gives you, you're still sick. But when you go to God's store, He healed that sickness. He got some good medication to heal that sickness. I don't care what kind of sickness you have. But when you go to God's store, you will find the right medication to cure that sickness. When you go to God's store, you find the security. Oh, the world is unsecure. Even you have so many special things to have to get security. Things always happen. The only person who can secure you, give you good security, is God. If you believe in God, you trust Him, nothing wrong will happen to you. Because God protects you. The protection comes from God. That's why as a Christian, we always get to shop it, to go to God's store to shop in. We find some beautiful thing for your body, for your soul. If you're looking for prosperity too, God gives prosperity. But you need to go to God's store to find the prosperity. Some people try to find prosperity from the other way. They messed up. But if you go to the right way to find prosperity, God is a God. He got everything. He's the King. We are the Son of God. If you're looking for prosperity, you will find in God's store. Let me define. When you go to, you walk in God's store, you go on top of the shelf, you will find the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, there are so many people, they're looking for joy. You can be rich, you got a lot of money, but you don't have joy. The only place you find joy, you find joy in the God's store. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, but he said, but the fruit of Spirit is love. Love comes from God's store. Joy comes from God's store. Peace comes from God's store. Long suffering comes from God's store. Gentleness, goodness, faith. As you live in a Christian life, you need to always go to the God's store. This is on top of the shelf. When you walk to the clothes department, oh, you will find some nice clothes. I'm happy. This morning we are so nice. Everybody look good because you're nice. You find some nice clothes. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. Can somebody read it for me?
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Oh, he said, God, clothe me with garment of salvation. Close me with garment of salvation. Anywhere you go, you should show you a safe person. You are a safe person
people see on you, you are saved, you are a child of God. Not only from outside, but from inside, the way you act, the way you talk. And he said that he covered me with the robe of righteousness. There are so many Christians, so many people said they're Christian. They do so many bad things to their brothers and sisters. You, as a child of God, you need to have righteousness, covered with righteousness. When somebody needs something, you help. You don't here to use people, but you need to help because you are a child of God. It's we have another verse in 1 Timothy 3, verse 9-10. He said, "You as the woman, you need to dress properly." Not the way some people dress outside. You don't see when you go here one day where you see people naked, almost naked. But as a child of God, you have to dress properly, like you are this morning. The Bible gives two vital things. We need to a daily walk with God. Two vital things you need to a daily walk with God. Let me give you those two things this morning. My subject is walk with God. The first thing you need to walk with God is the Bible. God talks to you. God talks to us through the Bible. God talks to us through the Bible. If you don't know the Bible, God doesn't. If we don't know the Bible, God doesn't talk to us. And when we know the Bible, God talks to us every day through the Bible. That's why it's very important as a Christian to have your Bible in your hand, in your pocket, anywhere you go to have your Bible. He said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, he said, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." All scripture. Anything you need to raise your family is in the Bible. Amen. The best advisor you have is the Bible. The best one. That's why we cannot live without the Bible. The Bible is able to make you Christian complete and mature. Remember, when you accept Christ as a personal Savior, you are a child. As like a 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2 said, Paul said, I have fed you with meal and not with meat. As a child, we cannot give child solid food. We got to start with meal. From time we're growing up, we change the meal. It's the same thing as a Christian life. To be mature, to be complete, you need to read your Bible every day. I like that scripture, like Pastor Ulu said that on Wednesday, in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But I become a man. I put away childish things. As you are a man, you can act as a child. One of the characteristics the children have is they act emotionally. They act without the consequences. Now, as you mature, as you are a complete man, you know your Bible, but you cannot act like this, like that. You got to follow the Bible before you act. And that's why we need to take our responsibility. We're not child anymore. God gives us the responsibility. The pastor, he doesn't have every day to push you, do something. God give gift in this on his ministry. Pray God to give you, help me find my gift. And then we got a church complete. Do this, do that. That's a child. When you are mature, you know what you want. You come in here because you save. You need to worship God because He's God. The first thing is the Bible. I know so many people, after the church, right after the church, they put the Bible in the back of the junk of the car, and so for the Sunday, next Sunday, and pick it up. It's no good. Never open for the rest of the week. Right after the church, that's it. For next Sunday, it cannot be like this. Cannot be like this. You need to read your Bible every day. That's the way you can growing up. To walk with God, the first thing is the Bible. God talk to you through that Bible. And you need to talk to God. I said the communication, speak with conversation. The way you talk with you talk to God through the prayer. God talk to you through the Bible. You talk to God through the prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is conversation with God. Prayer extends giving and praise. We need to pray. To so many things God does for us. 10 years ago, if you look at who's in the picture, this is the way you were. Now look at you now. You should say praise the Lord. You should thank God. You have the same sickness with so many people. They die. You're still alive. You should say, thanks God. There are so many people on the street that don't have even house to live. God bless you. He give you house. You got to praise God. You're not better than them. You should say, praise God. That's why you need to praise God every day. And pray, I mean, interceding for others. Don't be selfish. Pray for yourself. You got to pray for others too. Pray means asking. people, so many people, when they ask. So sometimes you say, you got to say thanks. But your prayer must, according to the will of God. God know your needs. God know our needs. Sometimes we ask God what we want. We don't ask God what we need. Amen. God know what you need. Sometimes you want something. God don't want it to. God doesn't want it for you. Because if you have it, you will leave that congregation. You will leave God. But God knows everybody's needs. That's why any problem you have, go to God's store. Pray God. The only person understanding you, really understanding you, is God. Sometimes you have your wife, she doesn't understand you. Sometimes you have your husband, he doesn't understand you. But when you pray God, God understands you. That's why you need to live a living way to pray every day with God. In Romans chapter 3, chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. And let's go to another verse. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. First John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Anything according to his will. Not according to your will, but according to God's will. He hears you. And you can take, even you don't receive it, think. You have to think in your mind, I already got it. It's not in my hand yet, but I already got it. That is very important as you walk with God to pray him. Why should we pray? Because God commanded it. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. He said, and he spoke a parable into them to this end, that men out a ways to pray and not be faint. Always pray God, never discourage. You ask God something, you don't receive it today. To always got hope you will receive it tomorrow. Maybe next month. According to God's will. Some people, they ask God something, they don't receive it right now, they're discouraged. You keep praying, keep praying. That's Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Always pray. We cannot spend 1-2 days without water, but we cannot spend one day without praying. Prayer is indispensable for a living God. For a living God. As a Christian walk, Christian God. You need to walk with God. We said walk with God. Two things. Two vital things. The Bible and the prayer. walk with God will lead you to the right direction. Many people, you have best friend. They walk with you. You can spend one day without seeing that man. One day he disappear. God is not that way. In any circumstances, he always with you. That's why it's very important as a Christian to walk with God. And when you walk with God, you walk with peace. When you walk with God, we walk with joy. When we walk with God, we don't have any problem. Because you know God can solve that problem anytime. My advice this morning for you is walk with God. It's very important. God save us to walk with Him. Walk with Him with the two vital things I give you. The Bible. God talked to you through the Bible. And you need to talk to God through the prayer. I hope God will open your mind to understand that message. Not only hear that it, but practice it in your life. Amen. May God bless you.
Man, that's a powerful reminder of what we should be doing every day of our lives. Show of hands. How many have a job? Oh, okay. At least 3/4 of us. How many go to school during the day? Okay. So you don't have to raise your hand for this one. So we also be having a walk with God. How many times have you had to tell your coworkers or your fellow classmates, I'm a Christian? Because they didn't see it. You had to tell them about your walk. And living for God is being able to see, having the world be able to see you. I mean, see God through you. That's how you know you have a walk with God. Everybody can see God through you. So, Pastor, thank you very much for your message this morning. Pastor Elise, Pastor Coven is going to be at the back door to shake your hands as you leave this morning. Go ahead. As we leave this morning, this morning, let us be mindful. Let us not put our Bibles away in the trunk after we leave today, in the drawer, the desk drawer. Let's take that Bible out and read it every day. We'll go over the scriptures that Pastor Coven covered today. Heavenly Father, Lord, strengthen us and bless us. Lead us and guide us in your ways. Lord, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Stand the right hand fellowship.